What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 289 of the PS4 Blackcast. I am JCM. With us this week is Miss Sayat.
Hello.
And Isley's still out. There's like nothing to talk about this week. We had a couple new releases. I think Crew 2 came out this week, I believe. And then the Life is Strange 2 prequel episode, The Adventures of Captain Underpants. Captain Awesome, I can't remember the header for it, but that came out. And of course, again, that's free. I think it's been reviewing well. The Lost Level for Crash Bandicoot came out. That's free to download. And then I believe also that people who didn't get the Far Cry 5 Season Pass can now purchase the Far Cry 3 Classic Edition. Because I already downloaded it because they made it available, I think, like a month ago for Season Pass holders. So now it should be available for everyone to buy. And I think someone pointed out the fact that it's cheaper to buy the Season Pass and get it that way than to buy the game on its own, which is interesting. So yeah, buy the cheaper Season Pass for Far Cry 5 and you still get Far Cry 3 Classic Edition. But yeah, other than that, there's not a lot else. There's a new hero for Overwatch. That's speculation.
Hamster.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's a hamster in a ball, and I love him.
I kept seeing just a close-up shot of him, like, with his mouth open to the side in news articles, but I didn't realize it was Overwatch. I was like, why do I keep seeing this damn hamster everywhere? I was like, I don't fucking understand. And then I finally realized, like, oh, okay, it's a... I think I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about it, and I was like, oh, that's why I've been seeing it so much. I know there was the United Front DLC for Call of Duty World War II that came out. And there's also a bunch of deals going on right now on PlayStation Plus specials. So you can get like Mortal Kombat XL edition for $10. Division, the first one you can get for $15 if you haven't played it yet and you want to play it before the Division 2 comes out. Dragon's Crown Pro is $35. Let's see what else we got. Got a couple of the game deals here. Assassin's Creed Syndicate Gold Edition's $21. Rogue Remastered is $18. Trying to see if there's anything else that was worth noting. But because they're all in order by title and not by popularity, I can't go through them quick enough. Payday games are on sale. Or the Payday 2, the different, looks like, expansions for it. The main game's on sale, $12.50, and usually the little Crime Wave Edition and Most Wanted DLC are both on sale for $10. Skyforge, a bunch of, looks like, add-on stuff for that. South Park Stick of Truth's on sale, but I can't see for how much. And then... yeah, I'm trying to see. Again, Division, Gold Edition. Oh, you can get the Gold Edition for the Division for $27. That's off from, that's 70% off, so that's off from $90.
$90, jeez.
Yeah, for the Gold Edition, I forget. I think it includes all the expansion stuffs. Worms wow. WMD is $9. Tooth and Tail is $10. It's supposed to be pretty good. Yeah, it looks like all the major stuff. And then there's a bunch of movie... video deals and stuff like that, but yeah, no other new releases, and not really any other big news items. There's
nothing coming out that I want until, well, I guess it almost is technically next month, but next month, kind of towards the middle of next month, I guess.
What comes out in July? I'm trying to.
Octopath Traveler.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say it must be a Switch.
Yeah. I'm getting that. I'm really getting that. I've played the demo 3 times now. I'm on it.
Nice.
And I think I'm almost done with Lost Sphere, so.
There you go. Get that going. Yeah, not. I know the alpha, closed alpha on PC for Battlefield 5 is going on right now. So I know a lot of popular streamers are playing that, giving out beta or alpha keys to viewers. It's on the same map from the EA Play event at E3, except you can actually play Rush. I think you play Rush. You can play Conquest, and then the Grand Operations mode, and I believe Rush on it as well. I don't think you can do like Team Deathmatch or any of the smaller ones. But that's going on. So I'm hoping, since that's so soon on PC, that the console closed alpha will be soon, because I would love to get my hands on that, especially while I wait for the end of August. And then still wondering, everyone's wondering when the beta is going to be for Fallout. No announcements there. I'd imagine if Battlefield's already happening right now, and that comes out basically, it comes out a little earlier. You'd think that theirs would be pretty soon too, but we'll see.
Yeah, especially since they already announced it and you can get into it by pre-ordering the game, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember when, because I think when the first Destiny came out, because Destiny came out in the beginning of September of its year, and I believe the closed alpha was in early May. And then the open beta was in June. Because I got into the closed alpha. And then if you're in the closed alpha, you got into the open beta as well. Or mm-hmm. had a closed beta segment and then open beta. So I think maybe they'd have something soon for Fallout. But I also figure you kind of want to get in there before all the big games come out and no one can really stress test your servers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than that, not much else in the way of news.
I've just been watching GDQ all week, so I don't know what's going on Twitter or anything.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. Not much. I know Fortnite this morning they were teasing early in the week. There's a countdown timer on all the TVs, and people speculated something's going to happen today at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then Epic confirmed it via the in-game news pop-up that, hey, log in at this time. You don't want to miss this one-time event. Or you'll miss this one-time event. And it was this teaser that leads up to Season 5. It's similar, kind of similar to what they did for the comet or the meteor that was going to crash down into Fortnite, where they had this bright light in the sky, and then every weekly update it would get a little brighter and a little bigger until people started to notice it.
Mm-hmm.
And but this, instead of stretching out over a couple weeks, it was like they teased it for a bit, then all week long people could hear randomly during a match, you'd hear like this emergency siren sound, and then it would go away. It wouldn't last too long. And so this morning everybody logged in who could. I logged in, and then PC is probably a little better for the no kill truce, but when I got into my match, there were still some people that were killing other people. I'm like, do you not know why we're in here? Or where everybody wants to watch the rocket go off. So jumped in, and I logged in, like, let's see, I got in the game at like 10:27 and lobby loaded, and then I just let the bus go all the way across the map, then drop me out, and then I pulled my chute immediately and just kind of floated towards the rockets. Then it launched while I was super high in the air. It was pretty fun to watch. It was like, I was worried, like, oh, it'll be pretty basic, but it was like this, the rocket shoots out of the villain's lair, kind of slow to launch. It wasn't going that fast. It goes way up into the sky, kind of disappears, and you're like, oh, okay, well, is that it? But then you hear like some audio thing about coordinate or calculating coordinates, and then all of a sudden the top half of the rocket comes back down, shoots off these four lasers that then move into one single point right over Tilted Towers, and you're like, oh, they're going to destroy Tilted Towers. And then I'm like, that would be crazy, because it's in the middle of a match. And then but then it just goes right down straight towards Tilted, and then blasts through like a crack in space-time and disappears. And then a few seconds later, all of a sudden another crack, a tear in space-time, opens up over a different section of the map, and it flies across the map, over from Wailing Woods, down to Loot Lake, back towards Tilted, but then it disappears through another tear, and then a tear opens up over Loot Lake, and it shoots straight up, and then finishes by creating this giant tear in the sky that's now permanently there. So it's like this big old crack. It looks like crack glass, like this big old tear in the space-time continuum. So we'll see what that leads to and what that means for season five. Like, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of speculation. Like, a lot of people thought it was just going to be the rocket goes off and destroys, you know, the hero's lair or another part of the map. Like, I thought it'd be very simple. But now with this big old tear in space-time, everybody's going to be wondering what's up. But but yeah, we'll see what happens. But I'm definitely looking forward to it. Though we got a couple, I think the season ends officially on the 12th of July. I believe it got extended by 2 days. There currently is a 100 XP bonus weekend going on right now, because there's a lot of people who were complaining a bit about the fact that the final unlock in the Battle Pass this season to get the, like, last season they had it was John Wick, the Reaper. And then in order to get you, once you got to that top tier, you would get these additional challenges. And you had to do a certain amount of them in order to unlock his glider, which is basically the back end of his car. And they were pretty easy. It was like, you know, kill, I think it was like 10 people in a match or something like that, or do something. I forget what it was. It was like some pretty achievable stuff, especially if you're a competent player. Like, it was pretty easy. But then this one, it was like, oh, when you get to the final person, in order to unlock all the armor pieces of their skins, you would have to achieve level 100 for the season, not just in the Battle Pass. And the Battle Pass stuff, challenges can be easy. You don't have to be initially accruing a ton of XP to get them, to rank up through the Battle Pass, but to actually get to level 100 requires quite a bit of play and or kill count, stuff like that. So a lot of people were worried that they don't have enough time to, like, they got there, but with how much time's left in the season, they won't have enough to get to level 100 before the season ends. So I think they increased a couple days and then added this extra bonus boost, which you already get 120% XP boost from the Battle Pass if you're leveled up that high anyways. So now it's a nice bonus. So I'm curious if that'll help people get there or not. But it reminds me a lot of the first proper season of the Battle Pass, where people were worried that, because the way it worked back then was the Battle Pass just gave you an extra challenge daily. And it was still the same type of challenge that you'd get randomly from the game anyways, which were always stuff like get 3 kills with an SMG, get 4 kills with an AR, get 1 kill with a sniper rifle, get, you know, 5 with a shotgun or something. Mm-hmm. Open 7 chests, open ammo boxes, stuff like that. Get place so many in a certain position in squads or outlive opponents. And they were very basic challenges, and it would just give you the one extra. And people were concerned that, you know, there was only 50 levels in that original season, instead of 100. And people always were like, oh, you'd have to play so much in order to actually unlock the final skin because of how long it would take to rank up in the Battle Pass, because you only get the one challenge a day. And you still got your regular daily challenges, which contributed as well, but you only get one of those generates every day. So it's not like you had a ton of them. And it seemed pretty easy. I mean, granted, I played a lot more back then, way more than I do now. Like, that was back, I mean, I had started playing Fortnite back before they had the season pass. So when they introduced it, I was still playing a lot to where I was able to get to that final unlock pretty easily. I was like, oh, this will be pretty hard. And it's like, this actually isn't that bad. So I can get there pretty quick. But yeah, so that's interesting that people are concerned about this. But, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm really curious to see what they do with next season. And then let's see. Aside from that, the only other thing I saw was there was a big Easter egg in Battlefield 1 that got solved. The final Easter egg in the game, which is a multi-part. You know, it was funny. I was watching this video. I won't go over all the steps. If people want to look it up, it's to get a revolver. Basically, it's the single action army. They call it the Peacekeeper. It's got some pretty cool animations in the game. But to actually unlock it and go on the map, like once they solve the Morse code and all that stuff, and then the basically pathing you have to take in these special tunnels to get the gun, because they already have the solution, they figured it out. It's pretty simple. It's like, oh, I could easily do that. But then you needed two dog tags from earlier expansions. And I was like, oh, well, let's see how to get those dog tags. And I was like, oh, for this one, you just have to go to this map, and they have to be on ranked maps. So pretty much you have to go into a map with no one, go to an empty server that's ranked and log, go into it, and then do all the challenges or whatever it requires. And there was one, it was like pretty easy. You just go to the spot, blow up part of the ground, and then it's basically, it's a Morse code challenge, but they tell you how to solve it. So I was like, oh, that dog tag, I can do that. Pretty easy. But then I started looking at the other two dog tags. I was like, you needed three. Two most recent. So there's the hatch one, and there's one that involved a map with four angel statues. That one was pretty easy too. You just shoot these angel statues in certain spots in a certain order, and you get that dog tag. And those are both easy. It's like, okay, simple. How do I get one of these other two dog tags that I need? And it was like, one's like, oh, you have to go to this map, wait a minute for this elite skin or elite kit to drop, pick it up, run to the other end of the dock on the map, and then go up top and wait. And then at some point, you're going to hear Morse code. So you have to record it. And I'm like, you know, so it's like a PC, super easy, but it's like, you have to record this audio. I'm like, all right. And then it's like, it's a super long Morse code thing. It's like, now if you want to solve the Morse code easily, you can take the audio, put it into this program. I forget the name of the program I have to download. And then you can change to the spectrograph, change to audio only, and then you can see the dashes in it. So then you can go to this, there's this fan-made or a Battlefield community website that someone made where it basically, you punch in the Morse code, and essentially what it is, the reason you have to record it is because it's this long phrase, I guess, from someone during World War One, and basically it's random. What it'll do is, like, let's say it's like 50 letters long, it'll drop like I think it's like 8 or 10 of the letters, but it's random which letters it'll get rid of. So you have to record the Morse code, decode the Morse code, figure out which letters you're missing from the overall phrase. Those are the letters you need, and then once you solve that, you go back. Or you're still in the map, and there's two buildings, a building one, building three, that's what the way they're labeled. And in each side, they have these switches on all these different machines, and you have to flip them to make the Morse code in a specific order between the two buildings to unlock the dog tag. And I was like, yeah, I don't know about that, because I'd have to record it and then do all this stuff to, and I don't have this program to look at the spectrograph of the audio. I'd have to actually write down the dots and dashes, and that's just way too much. And then the other one was like, okay, well, what about the other dog tag? Maybe it's easier. I look at the other dog tag, and it's like, oh, you have to go to this map. That's from like the first expansion that came out. They shall not pass. And then you go into this mansion kind of place, and then you destroy all the lamps and the candles. And then after you do that, there's like a spooky smoke monster sound. Then you go outside to the statue, and if you look, there's like these four sets of stairs that go down to the statue, and now there's these random sandbags on certain spots on the stairs. And then if you go back into the mansion on the outside, there's these panels that are now interactable. And if you click them, they activate these lights on the grid tiles inside the mansion. So basically what you do is you have to figure out which switches, you give them all numbers. You flip them, figure out which switches correspond to which rows and which columns. So, you know, if I hit switch 1 and 5, you know what light's going to turn on. And then you have to turn on all the lights that correspond to the positioning of the sandbags on the staircase. And it was just like, that one is much more doable than the Morse code. but that one would still take a while to do, because I'd have to, I was looking at all the stuff and was like, man, it's quite a bit. Because that one's randomized as well. So if the server resets, the sandbags will randomize. But I was like, oh man. So I really want to do it just to get this gun. I think it'd be kind of fun. But I was like,
do you get to keep it?
Yeah. So once you unlock the gun, you get it. And there's no other way, at least currently, no other way to get it. In Battlefield 4, they had a special skin that was the DICE developer skin. It was like a snow skin kind of thing. And there was a long, crazy Easter egg to get that. But then later on, they gave you, there was an Easter egg to get the Phantom Bow. But then eventually, I think a couple months later, near the end of Battlefield 4's life cycle, they unlocked the Phantom Bow for everyone. You just had to go pick it up from, I think you had to get it from the one map. Like once you picked it up at the map, then you had it unlocked. So a lot of people were a little mad that they worked so hard. The Easter egg community was a little frustrated that they worked so hard to solve the puzzles. Now everybody gets it. But so they're wondering if that's going to be the same thing. There was also one in Battlefield Hardline. I don't know how that one turned out. But yeah, all the Easter eggs in Battlefield are always kind of fun, especially seeing the Battlefield community try to figure it out. Like I saw them discover the hidden tunnel when they finally decoded the Morse code. And they had no idea what to do in the tunnel. So I just watched like a squad of them down there running around trying to figure it out. And it was like the next day they solved it. And it was like, it's like, damn. But yeah, it's pretty nuts. But yeah, other than that, I'm trying to think of anything else game wise had any updates recently. I don't think so. I saw updates for Detroit, but I don't know what they did. I don't think it was anything substantial. And then the God of War update, we're still waiting on for New Game Plus.
I need that so I can finish my trophies.
Are you not gonna
all over the damn map for the birds. I just want to do it with a guide.
Do it the first time. The first.
Yeah, just for like all the collectible stuff and the birds and shit. I'm just gonna have like guides up, and then I just want to go through the game with the guide. I don't want to have to like check for ones that I might have or what I have already. Fuck it. Just give me New Game Plus so I can. I'm just gonna do it that way.
Do you know what your total is overall? Like how many you're missing?
I'm missing,
because it's like 50 something birds, right?
I'm probably missing like 20 or 30 birds, quite a few of them, because I gave up after a while once I realized that I missed quite a few of them, and I just from watching Michael play, he found some that I didn't see, just from like watching him play and looking around and stuff, and so I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna give up. And then the treasure maps, I don't know, because I gave up on those too. And the artifacts, I think I'm only missing maybe one set or maybe a couple out of a set. I can't remember because I gave up. So I was just like, I'm not even going to look at it until New Game Plus happens, and then I'll just use a guide and go through it that way.
I wonder if it'll make you start over entirely on New Game Plus, especially if you get the unlocks from like gear and abilities already. I wonder if they will carry over your collectible progress.
I guess it doesn't matter because I'm just going to go through the list anyway. So I guess it just doesn't super matter. I'm just going to blow through the game really quickly and then just have a guide with me to be like, okay, you need to get these things in this area. Okay, I got those things.
Yeah. Luckily I was only missing 11, and I already had the majority of them in Midgard proper. So I had like, I missed one, and I think in, it was like, oh, you missed one in this area. Oh, you missed one in this area. And then like the ones it was the Lake of Nine. It was like, I had the majority at the lake. I had, I think, all of them, actually. So then the ones I'm missing were all in the little region, so it was easy. So it was like, oh, it's one here. I think the most I had was, like, it was one of the dragon's areas in the top left. I had, like, four. I was missing four of the five because I couldn't hear him, I guess, because the dragon was there when I ran through the first time, so being so loud.
So
I probably just didn't hear him. But, yeah, when I went back, it was like, oh, I missed the most I missed were in this region, so it was... That was nice. So it's easy that they were all like in spots that were if I looked up YouTube videos, they were always super super quick to find. But I was like, man, I want to replay God of War for sure, and then I still want to redo New Game Plus of Horizon, but on the extreme difficulty or whatever it is.
Oh yeah, like ultra hard.
Yeah, and I think you can do ultra hard on New Game Plus, right?
I believe. Yes, because that's how Michael played it.
Yeah, because I'd like to have all my stuff unlocked at least.
Yeah, because then you get the weapons in. Shit, the big city. I can't remember what it's called. No. The main city, like the Sun City or whatever. Mm-hmm. You get special weapons that have 4 slots in them or something, I think.
Oh really? So they give you a new weapon tier.
Yeah, it's like upgraded versions of like the end game weapons, but they have an extra slot in them, so you can put extra mods.
That's nice. That was my biggest problem with the game, was that you maxed out on your gear pretty fast.
Yeah, so they're like super expensive, so you probably won't be able to buy all of them like right away. And then I think you need a lot of materials for them too, or something like that. So it's nice that like you still kind of have to build your gear back up, and you have to get to that city first before you can get that stuff. But once you get that, you can pretty much like, and you start getting like better modifications, you can just start tearing through even the ultra hard. Michael used to farm Thunder Jaws on ultra hard.
This is interesting. I booted up again. It's like, oh, welcome. So I have continued new game, and my new game plus is grayed out. So I was like, well, that's weird, because I beat Frozen Wilds and everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, let's click it. New game plus. And I click on it. It's like, okay, this mode allows you to start over with all your skills and equipment from your previous playthrough, except those related to quests. You'll need a new game plus loadout to access this mode. To create one, load your completed game save and select create new game loadout from the pause menu. This will determine your starting equipment and skills loadout for new game plus. That's interesting. So it says with all, but it says your starting equipment and skills. So that's kind of odd. This is starting. I guess that means it'll determine if you don't have them all unlocked.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, and the features are the new adept weapon outfits with extra modification slots. Choosing difficulty level is locked during New Game Plus. Cosmetic rewards, face paints, and new focus elements for completion on hard difficulty levels. Complete on ultra hard. So wait, so do you choose the difficulty once you choose New Game Plus?
Yes. Once you choose ultra hard, you can't change the difficulty at all. But yeah, you choose when you start the game, basically.
Does it create a separate save in case I want to go back and play in the open? Okay. Yeah.
So what you do is in your main game. So if you wanted to do New Game Plus, like right after beating the main story, and you didn't do any of the side stuff, and you didn't like max your character out, you create a New Game Plus file, and then the new game builds off of that file. Or if you wanted, you could get everything in your regular game, and then you create a New Game Plus file, and it builds off of that file. So you have two different saves. You have like the regular one, and then you have your New Game Plus file, and then they're like completely different save lists. So like when I play my game, which is still, I never created a New Game Plus file or anything like that. Mine still has all the original saves and the list and everything like that when you go to save at the campfires. But when Michael plays his game on Ultra Hard and the New Game Plus, it only has his files available when he saves.
Okay.
So it keeps it like separate. So you could do an Ultra Hard New Game Plus file and play through that, but you still have like your original file that you can just go back and play and do whatever you want on it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, here I am. Ooh. She's all cold. I'm in the snow. Okay, let me create new game loadout. You have the option to play the game again from the beginning of all loot and skills you have accumulated throughout your playthrough. You can continue to accumulate experience and skill points until you have reached the maximum. Save in here will create a new game plus loadout with the current inventory and skills Aloy currently has. To play in this mode, choose new game plus the menu. Create loadout. Okay, now I will quit.
So I guess that's like a way for you to keep all of the stuff that you get from like completing quests and special storylines and stuff like that and still being able to reset those things so you can redo them, is just creating a loadout where it keeps everything on the character, but it resets everything else in the world.
A tougher combat experience, this mode increases enemy aggression and damage as well as rebalances Aloy's weapons and equipment. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder that, so I wonder if it like super nerfs the one armor you get with the shield on it.
I don't think so, but pretty much everything is strong enough to just delete your shield almost immediately.
Right.
When you get hit. So you get like one hit. Well, anything that you're going to want to have the shield for anyway, rather than like getting a couple hits out of it and then it depleting, pretty much anything you're going to fight or farm, if you get hit, it'll just deplete your shield immediately. And then it takes a second to come back. So
I just like the way that I like the in 4K, just the shield effects when they're highlighting up the cells. And it looks actually good. I'm like, that looks so cool. Although I do like the Shadow Karthus armor. And then there's a couple. I wish I could kind of mix and match, because there's this one piece. I forget the name of the armor, but it's a, because my problem with the Shadow Karthus armor is like it, it's like that midriff armor.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another piece that has a better full body, upper body armor piece, and it looks really cool. But like, I wish I can combine like the Shadow Karthus headgear with the body piece from this other armor that I like a lot. And kind of like,
I really like the Banuk sets, the Sickness Eater or something like that sets.
I wish I didn't go to my Minuk, because
like, aesthetically, those are so cool.
Yeah, there's some really cool armor pieces.
I wish you could get in New Game Plus, you could unlock the ability that like glamour your armor, so you can have one specific armor set on, but it shows a different one.
Man, I thought that was supposed to be an option in God of War, but I never forget how to do it.
Was it?
I could have swore, like they said at some point before the game released, they said something about the gear and how like, yeah, the different gear will have different, you know, stats and everything, but there is a way to glamour it in case you only want Kratos to look like, you know, his original outfit. I could have swore I said that, because I talked about it with my cousin a lot and I had mentioned it. Like I know I've seen it somewhere. Like clearly this was the thing, but I never figured out how to do it in the game. And I was like, I feel like it's maybe something that they would like to do, but the way I heard it, it was that it was like definitive. You could glamour his gear if you preferred stats in one piece, but like the look of another. I could have swore that was the case. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's something they weren't able to add, and they're like trying to add it with the New Game Plus or something.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe I'll go back and try to look up the article that said it, but I'm lazy to do that.
Google it.
But yeah, other... I'm trying to see what else there is. What have you been playing? Still just playing demos on your Switch?
I played the Octopath Traveler demo again because I really wanted to. I wanted to be absolutely sure of which ones I wanted to start the game with. And I saw that some people were able to like speed run the demo and get all of the characters unlocked, and because it's like a 3-hour time limit that you can play the game. Mm-hmm. And so some people were trying to unlock all of the characters in like 2.5 hours or something like that. But I don't really care about that, because that's like, I'm playing it and going through all of the dialogue and playing it just normally, you can already unlock 3 characters in the 3-hour demo. So it's kind of a significant chunk of the game, and I just want to do some of the other characters as part of thing. But I just wanted to get like my starting team. I wanted to make sure I had like a healer and maybe like a tank, and just kind of like my starting thing. Got that all sorted out and situated. So now I'm ready for the full game. But other than that, I've just been playing Lost Sphere, and I had a really terrible week at work, so I just kind of wrote the whole week off as far as like packing and stuff like that goes for the moves. I just didn't do anything but play video games all week. But now I think I'm almost done with Lost Sphere, and kind of sad that I blew through it so quickly. Even though I knew it was short going into it, I'm still sad that I'm at the end of the game and I might not have anything to play until Octopath Traveler comes out, even though I should be packing, but nobody's got time for that. I gotta play video games.
Yeah.
So, but that's all I really been doing this week, is just playing Lost Sphere and hoping that I'm not as close to the end as I think I am.
Damn, I thought I had all the trophies in Wildlands. I guess I don't. Or the Frozen Lands, not the Wildlands. I guess I didn't complete all the side quests and errands in the Frozen Wilds, and I didn't complete the Tall Neck, Bandit Camp, and Hunting Ground. Oh, that's right. I have the one challenge in the Hunting Ground I didn't finish. I think. And then I have a hidden trophy I didn't do. And then they have this Frozen Wilds feats that screw me up, because I have to do these other things in order to get 100% of my trophy again. I hate having a platinum. It's like, you have a platinum 81%. I'm like, oh, motherfucker. But, oh well. I don't care about
that. I know, I hate that. It's like, I got 100% in the game, but when you highlight the game, it says you're only at like 70%.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Whatever. At least I got the platinum.
Worked hard for that platinum. Give me my 100% and just keep the other shit to the side.
That's right. Man, I wish I could set the main menu as the background of my PS4 and have it be like an animated GIF. Oh well. I like the main menu for Horizon. But maybe I'll have to start my new game plus this morning and play a little bit of it instead of playing more Fallout. I was playing, still going through my Fallout 4 stuff, doing side things and everything, and I was getting tired at one point. I'm like, yeah, God, I'm tired of just picking up this gear, taking it back to Diamond City, selling it, going back and picking up the gear I left and selling it. And then it's like, that got annoying. So then I downloaded the mod for the unlimited carry weight. I was like, I'm tired of doing this. I'm just going to do this mod too. So I did that. So, but now I think I'm at the point where I'm just like, I'm just going to start going through some of the main missions and finish it up. But then did I play anything else? I don't think I played anything else outside of that and Fortnite. Don't think I keep meaning to go in and play more multiplayer Battlefield 1, but I don't. I get distracted by watching more Dragon Ball Super or other TV shows. And there's so many games I want to replay. Like, I still want to replay Doom all the way through. I keep, like, anytime I do it, I go in there, I play like one area or something, like super hard difficulty, and then I'm like, all right, I'm done. But like, I just want to go back through and replay it. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I need to finish. Curse of the Moon. And I really want to replay Far Cry 5. I just put on easy and just plow through the campaign. And redo that. But I'll do that after I finish the, maybe some point down the line, because I got the DLC too, and I still have to get the Platinum. Platinum won't be too hard to get, it's just the multiplayer stuff's going to be kind of annoying. Maybe I won't get the Platinum, maybe I'll just get all the trophies for single player.
Oh, I hate multiplayer trophies.
I wish it was more like Uncharted Source. It was like, play one round of co-op, play one round of deathmatch, done.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, this one's, the trophies for, they're pretty easy. Like, you can solo some of the arcade trophies pretty fine. It's the one that's the hardest. If I can find the damn trophy list for, is this alphabetical? This should be in order of which I, okay, there it is, right at the top. Let's see. Yeah, because it's single player trophies, so I can do fine. The multiplayer ones are, where are they?
The only multiplayer trophy that was like a grind and kind of a pain in the ass that I ever tried for was the Assassin's Creed Revelations one. It had to get to like level 20.
Oh yeah, I was like, nah, I ain't even doing that.
And then Brotherhood was like level 50. I was like, that's just not gonna fucking happen.
Yes, there's ones like you have to reach level 20 in the arcade, which is easy to do because you can play the non deathmatch arcade things. You just have to play the arcade, that's easy. Play the arcade hero mode 5 times, that's easy. Kill 100 enemies in arcade multiplayer maps. I don't know if that has to be player characters or enemies in the arcade multiplayer other maps as well, but complete 10 featured arcade modes in maps in solo or co-op. That's easy. And then the one that's going to be kind of difficulty is the win 10 featured maps in multiplayer. That's the only one that we heard. I've won 3, but I don't know if they were featured maps. It was like the only 3 I played. Because I played them all back to back. But yeah, that's pretty. Otherwise, all the other ones are super easy campaign ones. I just got to grind a little bit at them. Yeah, because I'd love, because I have, aside from Far Cry 2, because there were no trophies on the PlayStation back then, I have every Far Cry game's platinum. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, Primal. And I would love to have the platinum in Far Cry 5 as well, but
somebody just had to go and make difficult multiplayer ones.
Yeah. Whatever. Just get rid of that one where you have to win. The ones like that are annoying. Games are like, oh, you get first place. It's like, well, if you're not that great, then there's going to be people who won't be able to get that trophy.
Yeah.
Unless you can cheese it somehow. But
like, win as a team in 20 different maps. It's like, what if your team sucks the whole day?
Yeah.
You just suck. Everybody else sucks.
Or multiplayer ones, like win a match on each. I think Last of Us had that in their multiplayer. It was a bonus trophy list for their factions, but they had one where it was like you had to win a game on each of the maps. It was like each of the maps or each of the match groups, like, because each of the map groups, because I think the maps come out in bunches, like, oh, here's here's 3 maps here, okay, here's 3 maps here, and I think it was like, oh, win a match in one of these matches from this group, and it was actually pretty easy, because if you played enough, I played so much of that game, like, if you play enough of it, you're probably gonna win.
It's just gonna happen eventually.
Just that map needs to come up, because that's a game with a voting system between 2 maps, so it's like, that map has to be there. But yeah. All right, well, I guess we can probably wrap it up there. We've gone on for a good amount of time for having no news.
For having nothing to talk about. We talked about a lot of things.
Yeah, I need to play something new so I can talk about it. I know, I was thinking, well, what can I talk about? I was like, well, I can't talk about Far Cry 5 still. Even though I beat it, just no one else beat it, so I can't. So I don't want to. Still don't want to spoil that game, but and then I was like trying to think of what else I played. I guess Detroit, but I don't think many of the people played Detroit. Can't really spoil that, but man, I was watching a ton of videos on different outcomes for that game, and it was nuts. I was like,
oh, crazy. Yeah,
but
it took me forever to get through like a couple of Let's Plays that I was watching, because every time the people I was watching would finish an episode, I would go find all the alternate routes to that episode. So it was like fresh in my head what they did. I'd find all the alternate ones. So it'd take me like an hour episode where they got through like 2, maybe 3 of the little quests or episodes or whatever. I would take me like all day to get through it, because I'm finding all the other routes too.
Yeah. There's a cool YouTuber that has some shows the alternate stuff, where he'd look at the stats and find out at the time what had 0%. Choices globally, and he would do those. And then it was funny, one of the Let's Players I was watching, or he's not a Let's Player necessarily, but he did a Let's Play series of it, and he only had one friend on his friends list who was playing it. So when he'd compare friends, he'd be like 0%. He'd be like, what are you doing, Justin? You're not siding with so and so? It's like, God, you're bad at this game. And it was really funny. Just
I see what you're doing. I see all the bad decisions you're making. Yeah.
Horrible decisions. You're a horrible person. That's pretty funny. All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for this week. Hopefully we get some good game news at some point about God knows what. I mean,
something.
Yeah, or at least give us a beta that one of us can play or something. Like,
something, let me
play the
anything.
Battlefield or Fallout beta so I could talk about that, because I don't know, but we'll just have to wait. It was an interesting video I guess people could watch that I will bring up before we go, from Digital Foundry, where they were speculating if there could be more than one Xbox console at the start of the next gen. And it was a pretty interesting video. And there was a point they brought up about if the next consoles go with the Ryzen CPU, because that's the thing the consoles need to do most is increase their CPU power. Is that I didn't consider the fact, like, we assume that's what they're doing. That's why the game, that's why the consoles would be coming out 2020, because that's around when that the next Ryzen chipset is supposed to be. I think it's like something, the Navi is like 2018, 2019, and then the next one is late 2020. Okay, that makes sense, because then they'll have the new chipset. There were rumors that they are making a specialized chipset for Sony, so it'll probably be something based on that architecture, but essentially it will still be that Ryzen CPU. But yeah, the fact that it'd be different than the Jaguar CPU that's currently in there, and how I never considered the fact of how that could impact developers. Basically, they're saying how if next gen is Ryzen, their new chipset, that developers might not be able to harness the complete power of that CPU because they have to make their games playable on the Jaguar set, which is inferior. And so they're wondering if they would ever actually be able to do that if they need this whole, because they talk about how Microsoft wants this, you know, family of consoles and everything to be playable. And it sounds like, obviously, I'd assume Sony would do it too, that backwards compatibility in the next generation should be there from the get and shouldn't go away. But I'd wondering if maybe they'll do that second phase of PS3 where they did emulation backwards compatibility and only like 80% of the PS2 library worked. If they'll do something like that, like that's the trade-off. Or like how when they had boost mode come out for the PS4 Pro, it didn't work on every game. But it worked on a good amount of games. Like, if it'd be that kind of situation, like, oh, it is backwards compatible, but, or like how when the X came out, they had to massage it for some of the old games to kind of work on there. Like, okay, we have to make sure they work and take a little more more finesse. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'll be curious about next gen, but we have a ways to go. Yep. Maybe next E3 we'll hear about them. Who knows? Hopefully, whenever they do it, they'll do that same thing they did last time where it's announce and release in the same year and not announce and then release, you know, over a year later or something.
Like 3 years later.
Yeah.
It's a good video. 7 remake.
Yeah, I remember talking about Nora saying how, like, yeah, we definitely announced it a little too early. But
we jumped the gun on that one.
Yeah. But it was weird because he's like, yeah, but we kind of wanted to get ahead of it because people in the industry were already heard about it and we're talking about it, which I didn't see. So I was like, I guess, but like, so we just want to get out in front and be like, yeah, we got this. But
they didn't want a leak of like their biggest announcement in like decades or something.
Right. That would suck. I would be more bummed about a leak versus a game that got announced too early, because it's not like there's nothing else for us to play in the meantime. You just have those development concerns. And
I would be more annoyed if it got leaked way too early than it just got announced way too early. And the way that they've handled it now is just like, it wasn't going the direction we wanted it to. We're re-stepping. We announced too early. Sorry, but it's still coming. It's like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Totally fine with that. But if it got leaked way too early and then they felt like they had to rush it to get it out, then like, that would have been a way worse scenario.
Yeah. I'll just see when that gets here. But all right. Well, that'll wrap it up for this episode. So thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Cy, for joining. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye.